The Secret of Secrets, Magic and the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, we are absolutely thrilled that our Labor Day is now completely filled, and we have three very, very special people coming here for Labor Day. However, Columbus Day in October, we are looking for three people that would like to join us here in my home for 3 days of intensive work, clearing out negative energy, opening yourself up to your unlimited powers. I mean, a weekend that you will not ever forget. If you're interested, send me a picture of yourself, a little bit of your resume or CV, and we will get back in touch with you. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Thank you for subscribing on iTunes. Thank you for subscribing on YouTube. And remember to click the bell icon, because we go live without notice all the time with question and answers and things of that nature. We clarify a lot of things. The Secret of Secrets, Magic and the Law of Attraction. The Law of Attraction, first and foremost, let me tell you this. It is a principle. It is a law. It's like gravity. Now, the magician uses gravity, obviously. I mean, you know, he has to set things down or she has to pick things up, and gravity's in play. The Law of Attraction is a law like gravity. I hear people all the time say, well, I'm going to use the Law of Attraction. I just learned about the Law of Attraction. Well, shame on our public school systems for not teaching you the Law of Attraction in kindergarten or first grade when you learned about gravity. Okay? I think it's a shame that children are not learning about personal empowerment and the Law of Attraction. But I digress. I'm getting off track here. The Law of Attraction is not magic, but it feels like magic. It feels like magic because things that never happened before are happening now. Opportunities that never happened before are happening now. Good things are coming into your life at a faster pace, at a faster rate than ever before. You never thought you could even get a date with that woman or that guy, and now the two of you are talking about getting married. You see, it feels like magic, but it's not magic. You see, I used to do stage illusions. I worked in Las Vegas. I worked cruise ships all over the world. And when I was an illusionist, it wasn't an illusion to me. I knew exactly what was happening. I knew exactly what was going on. It was only an illusion to the people in the audience. In other words, the people that are non-manifestors, or the people that don't understand the Law of Attraction, to those people, it seems like magic. And people will come up to me all the time and go, wow, you got a new this, or you're doing that, or you're traveling here. You must be doing a lot of magic, because they know that I taught magic and the Western mystery tradition, and I still do, in the Golden Dawn. And I go, no, it's not magic. It's the Law of Attraction. But here's the difference. All magic. I don't care. You see an ad, learn the deepest, darkest secrets of magic never before revealed. It's just the Law of Attraction. All magic is based on the Hermetic principle, as above, so below, as below, so above. In other words, what you create in the higher realms of reality, in the mind, must manifest if you hold it and emotionalize it and give it power. It must manifest in the physical world. And what you do in the physical world has a counterpart in the spiritual world. It's the ancient teachings of Hermes, the Emerald Tablet. It goes back to ancient Egypt and beyond. The law of attraction is not something that's been channeled by someone from outer space. It's not some secret third order document that has been finally revealed. It is a law, just like the law of gravity. So what is the secret of secret? Well, first off, magicians understand the law of attraction, and they know how to align energies better. They've trained at it. They've practiced at it. And so they know various symbols align to a specific energy that is desired. Various angels or archetypes align to a specific energy. Various scents or oils align to a specific energy or desired outcome. Various stones have a vibratory factor that align to specific energies. So they know their, what we call, correspondences. And that's really the secret of secrets. Most people just sit down and go, I want this, I want this, I want this. And of course, they never get it because they're operating from a state of want. The magician understands that it has already manifested, that it's already present, that all he or she needs to do is open up the door, unlock the door. You know, Steve Jobs, one of the great magicians of our time, he knew that every home deserved a personal computer. He saw it. He visualized it. He understood it. All he had to do was open the right door. Today, we have Apple Computer. And of course, we have personal computers, not just in our home. We have them in our hand all the time. So we have them in our car. We have them everywhere. Remember, all magic is based on the law of attraction. Now, in the ancient Kabbalah, there are four worlds. And I want you to understand these worlds. You don't have to memorize them unless you want to, and I will print them up in the description. But the four worlds are absolute. Absolute is the divine. It is omnipotent. It is the proverbial now. It is beyond the human mind to comprehend, but we can apprehend it. We can't comprehend it. It is beyond our human brain's ability to understand. Let's just put it that way, okay? The next world down of creation is Bria. Now, this is where multimillionaires and where serious magicians and manifestors do their work. Bria is the world of archetypes. And so those archetypes could be anything from meta concepts to archangels. But let's just take meta concepts. I see a land where everybody is enamored and feels like a little child and is enjoying life to the maximum, and they feel like they are, like they have magic running through their veins. Now, that's a general archetype. That's a general picture of a place. Now, that's Bria. Somebody had to connect to that archetype. Somebody had to see that archetype. Somebody had to feel that archetype, that archetypal picture. It's vague. It's vague. It's not specific. But you know what it feels like. Did you hear what I said? Oh, yeah. You know what it feels like when you visualize it. I need a new car. I desire a new car. I desire a new car that gets great gas mileage. Okay, doesn't tell me a lot about the car, does it? But it's an archetypal feeling. I feel myself in this new car going 300 miles or 200 miles per gallon. It's amazing. It's comfortable. It has leather seat. Now, did you hear what I just started to do? Did you hear what I started to do? I brought it down a notch. I went from the archetypal feeling to detailing it out. General pictures, and that's what we call Yetzirah. Yetzirah is the world of creation. And so now I detail that archetypal picture out. Remember in the first example, I was talking about a land where people could find magic and they could enjoy themselves and kids could be kids and adults could be kids. And now I see rides and I see Mickey Mouse and I see people enjoying themselves going on roller coasters and going through safari land. In other words, Walt Disney went through this process. He saw an archetypal energy, an archetypal feeling, and he connected to it, and then he fleshed it out. But here's the beautiful thing. You allow for the universe to help you. Because as you start to flesh it out, new ideas, new thoughts, new feelings will start to come into play. Oh, I never thought about this. I never thought about a submarine that could go and people could actually get in it and experience a submarine and see underwater sea creatures and fish. I never thought of a haunted house where people could see ghosts sitting next to them. And you see, now it becomes more detailed. And that's the world of Yetzirah in the ancient Kabbalah. Now we have these beautiful archetypes in Bria. We have details starting to flesh themselves out in Yetzirah. But now we've got to take action. The world of Isaiah, the world of action. And this is where you actually start doing things. And as you're doing things, you may discover that the universe has a better idea. Let's put this over here. Wait a minute. We never thought about it, but why not over here? Let's do it this way. No. Well, I'm going for this car, but look at this one's even better. You see, I always leave myself open to something better because I trust the universe. So the four worlds are absolute. That's the universe. That's the Godhead. Bria, world of archetypes. Yetzirah, world of creation. And Isaiah, the world of action. If I follow that formula, every time I seek to create something, I am invoking the secret of secrets, the law of attraction that appears like magic. Remember, magic is nothing more than the art and science of causing reality to conform to will, to conform to your desires. The secret of secret is creating that archetypal picture and feeling it beyond anything you've ever felt, even if you can't see the details, feeling it, even if you don't know how it's going to happen, feeling it, even if you don't know when it's going to happen, feeling it, and then allowing it to matriculate down to Yetzirah, where you start to flesh in the details, and then Isaiah, where you take action on it, where you move on. A lot of people want to start with Isaiah. They want to start with the action, but they have no archetypal energy working. They have no archetypal feelings going. They have no concept of what they're doing. They're just taking action. And that's okay to get some energy flowing, but at some point, you have to raise your mind, raise your vibration to your highest potential, which would be Bria. This is very, very easy, but it's very, very powerful. This is how magicians do it. This is how they create miracles in their life. You have the ability to create absolute incredible miracles in your life. The higher you raise your vibration, the higher you begin your creation, you begin to then see through the eyes of God. You begin to see through the eyes of Source. This is something that is absolutely amazing, because now it's not just you creating, it's you co-creating with higher Source energy. But that requires one more important secret. You need to absolutely trust the universe. You need to trust the universe with all your heart and soul, that you and the universe can create miracles together. Look it, you're a manifester, you're a high flyer. You are magic to everyone else, but to you, you are simply optimizing the laws of nature and the laws of attraction. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.